West African mediators have joined growing calls for U.S. military intervention to end the 4-year civil war in Liberia. West African mediators who are working to end the fighting in Liberia met in Nigeria with a United Nations Security Council delegation. The mediators called on the United States to send troops to join a multinational peacekeeping force that is being assembled to bring peace to Liberia. The West African leader said the U.S. government has a special responsibility toward Liberia because it was founded by freed American slaves. They noted that France and Britain recently intervened in their former colonies, Ivory Coast and Sierra Leone, to stop civil wars there. France, Britain, and many Liberians have also urged the United States to lead a peacekeeping force in Liberia. Last week, President Bush called on Liberian President Charles Taylor to step down as part of a ceasefire agreement reached earlier this month with rebels to avoid further bloodshed. Mr. Bush did not mention a possible U.S. military role. After Mr. Taylor's forces pushed back the latest rebel offensive onto the capital, Monrovia, last week, the Liberian president said he would welcome a U.S. intervention.
This government would not hesitate to invite United States troops here to try to help to bring some calm to Liberia. The United States has interest. This government is interested in working with Washington on resolving this problem and the continued promotion of democracy.
Mr. Taylor acknowledged Mr. Bush's call for him to resign, but he said he must complete his elected mandate before a transitional government can be established. Similar comments prompted the rebels to launch their latest offensive. They were calling for a new ceasefire for what they said were humanitarian reasons. Hundreds of people, including civilians, were killed in the offensive. The rebels control most of Liberia, but not Monrovia. Mr. Taylor's forces regained control of the capital. There has been widespread looting by pro-government militias. Taylor has warned they will face court martials if they don't stop. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.